Darrington.
I'm up by the cemetery in Darrington.
If you have someone that can take over for you there, I need you to respond back down here to East Bridge, French Creek, and escort our evacuation team.
In and out. From SR-530 Command, we call my cell phone. Assistant Chief 38, SR-530 Command. Chief 38 from SR-530 Command.
East Branch to Command.
SR-530 Command.
East Branch, I have people here that have a pretty good idea as to his last location where he was with the patient. I can send in a rescue team to him on foot.
Let's hold that right now, because I think he just can't hear because of the rotor wash from the rotors there. So let's give him a minute, let the rotors clear out of there. I'll try to make contact with him on the radio. I don't want anybody in there. We are also getting reports that citizens are making their way into the slide zone too. If you can bird dog that, figure out why and how that's happening, and if we got to put some cops down there to keep that from happening, let's do it.
Copy.
Ladder 1, Battalion 1.
State Spooky 4 to Incident Command, all right. State Spooky 4 has a 15-minute ETA, over.
I just received a call that there's a large group of people on the Cicero Trestle that runs adjacent to 530 and Hillis Road. I'm wondering if there's a unit in the area that can go clear that trestle.
Large group, Cicero Trestle in Oregon.
Adjacent to 530, it crosses the river and it's 530 and Hillis Road.
Stand for East Group, still fine. Stand by.
East Branch from SR-530 Command. Branch from 530 Command on PSOPs.
530 Command, still back.
530 Command on PSOPs.
Sherman, did you copy the radio traffic from 4 Paul 12? Large group of people on the Cicero Bridge adjacent to 530.
I'll let Sheriff's Office know.
Here, Ranch, Smokey 4 on alert.
Team Boy 1 to 530 Command.
Go ahead, 14 Boy 1.
Yeah, Smokey 4 has been trying to contact on both the air frequency and on LEARN.
Copy. What do you need to know? I might be able to answer it for him.
Yeah, I don't have LEARN in my car because I don't have VHF.
Center has LEARN if you want me to talk to him.
Yeah, you could do that.
Smokey 4, Smokey 4 Center, your traffic?
Smokey 4, all right, guys. Smokey 4 has a 10-minute ETA. Yeah.
Smokey 4 is advising a 5-minute ETA. Team Boy 1.
14 Boy 1.
Did you copy? Smokey 4 was advising ETA 5.
Do I need to relay that to a Robert 1?
Apparently they were waiting for him. I would advise them, yes. Also advising they have been on 123.1.
This is Smokey 4, guys. 123.1 as well, Smokey 4. Smokey 4 in command, it's all on alert.
Command, Smokey 4, go ahead.
And we're downlinking on channel 5, and be advised, it looks like the entire river is blocked, and it is starting to build up upstream.
Transmitting on channel 5, river is backing up on the south side of 530.
State
509 to command.
Go ahead.
Verify requesting a unit assist at the Oso Fire Station for traffic control.
Figure out that is the last information I was given. Yes, sir.
Out, eastbound from Arlington.
Is this snowpack?
Air branch to east command, do you copy me?
I do, Danny. Hey, do we still have an air restriction on this?
The question again, Terry?
Is there still a air restriction for private aircraft in this area?
Affirmative. There is a fixed wing orbiting that is our Hybrid State Patrol Smokey 4, and they should be patched to this frequency. We're talking to them on the air-to-air frequency, 123.1.
Certainly, thank you, and I'm aware Smokey 3 is here. For your information, up on my end, I've got an R-22. It's white in color. It came from the Monroe area. It's flying around in the area below 1,000.
Received. We have been communicating with that one as well.
We're as well unable to reach them. 24 to 530 command.
Back active relay.
It looks like we've got a white work truck trying to make its way west on the power line road. It's a NEMA slide now. They're slow going.
East branch to command.
A-509 command, I'll be out at the OSO station. Confirm you want traffic stopped. Eastbound.
East branch to 530 command.
Branch from Snowpack.
Unit calling 530 command, go ahead.
This is East branch. I just received a phone call from a Rockport firefighter that the Navy reinserted them back into the area. And they need to get out. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
Stand by for air branch. 530 command, east branch. Is it just rescuers or do they have a patient?
It was just rescuers.
How many?
At least two. There's the potential that... There's a potential of four, though.
Receive.
Also, because of what they were doing, and at the time, they're not dressed for the elements, and it's starting to snow on my side. East branch to command. Command. East branch to command.
Go ahead, East Branch.
Okay, I've got two firefighters, Jessica and Marty, that were signed out to the Navy Bird. Also?
Two firefighters that were signed to the Navy Bird. Continue.
I have a wildlife agent down there on the road, and as well as another firefighter for his buddy. We've got a person trying to walk westbound. We're trying to get his attention. We've got another female that has walked out, and she is reporting... a distressed victim that is very close to our side. Can I facilitate getting those people out?
Get me some coordinates. I've got a helicopter that can be en route. As best you can, find me some coordinates or a better location, and we'll have a bird en route.
Very good. Dispatch was given my coordinates for the east end of the slide, and that's where these people are.
Do you need hoist, or was there a safe place to land the Huey?
It's going to be hoist, sir.
Hoist it is. 530 command, still back, man.
But
the coordinates for the east end that East Branch is talking about, can you make sure you relay those to Snowhawk 10?
I'm looking at them now.
East command from G48.
East Branch, 3 Henry 1.
Go ahead.
I need to speak with the evacuation team leader
as quickly as possible.
Collation, East Leader.
This is Evacuation Group Supervisor. Switch to TAC 8 on fire.
East Branch to 3 Henry 1. I need you to call me as soon as you can, please.
Dialing.
East Branch to command.
East Branch, this is Smokey 4, I can relay.
East Branch to command.
East Branch, this is Smokey 4, I can relay, over.
Copy that. I have teams down there that were coming out, got inadvertently inserted. We have victims underneath the pile that are calling for help. They're in an area by the LZ where it's safe to go ahead and extricate them. I need some permission to go save some of these people real quick so we can get out.
But approximate distance from the LZ so we can get eyes on you for the recovery.
Yeah, just stand by, Smokey. Thank you, I appreciate it. The LZ is on the east side of the slide, immediately to the south.
Snowhawk 10 is just powered up in the LZ. If you can just give me a reference point from there, or a landmark.
Robert 2 to Terry.
Yes, Ben, go ahead.
425-754-1014.
Smokey 4, command.
530, command.
Command's on the radio, bud.
Smokey 4, this is 530, command. Go with your traffic.
The east side team can hear and I believe see some trapped individuals, and they're requesting permission to go in. It's fairly close to the LZ where Snowhawk 10 is currently at. We're trying to get eyes on them now, but they want permission to go in because they can hear the people.
That's a negative. Nobody's going in there anymore. That thing could break loose at any second. Contact Air Ops, and if Air Ops can safely get Snowhawk 10 or the Navy helicopter to do a hoist extraction, I'm okay with that, but no other way.
Four relay. Looking forward to the east side team.
East Branch, go ahead.
The command has said negative on a ground team. If we can coordinate an air evac or something with Snowhawk 10, or hopefully once we get the Navy helicopters in, that's preferred.
All right, thank you very much. I did just have a phone conversation with command. I have people buried. They're in a position that is safe for my rescuers to get to. Air will not be available for me at this time.
Operations from SR 530, command.
East command, Snowhawk 10, peace ops entry.
East branch, go ahead. Branch to Snowhawk 10, go ahead.
East command, our air ops has told us that you've got people that we need to extract on the east side of the, is that correct?
We were working through that. It sounds like next to the area of the LZ, we have a person calling for help that has been buried, and I have sent a rescue team in there. I'm still trying to get confirmation on the person that is walking westbound, if I could have a helo fly that to see if I have anybody walking through the debris.
Roger, we see a couple of firefighters moving through. But if somebody can, like vehicle, if you can give us a reference in relation to vehicle 636 on where we need to search. There's a patrol car 636 below, if they could give us a reference from that.
You're pretty close to the area. It should be a little bit west of where you're at right now.
Roger, a little bit west of where we're at.
Yeah, you got the right path going, Snowpack. Snowhawk.
10 was originally in around 4. The hoist was the Rockport firefighters. The notification of these trapped subjects came in after he was already airborne. So as far as I know, we still have those firefighters for extrication.
Negative, sir. My firefighters walked out. They've been accounted for. I have them headed up to the EOC in Darrington.
East command from Snowhawk 10 on peace ops entry.
10, go ahead.
can't see anything, and I think we're hampering your searches on the ground from our rotor noise.
Snowhawk 10, Center.
Center from Snowhawk 10, go ahead.
I was told to give you coordinates for the east group. I guess it was going to be close to them. I'm not sure if that's going to help.
Go ahead, ready to copy.
Stand by, I just lost them. Hold on. Can I have the coordinates here?
Snowhawk 10, ready to copy.
The north 4830.514, break.
Roger, north 4830.514 for Snowhawk 10.
West is 122.14.253.
Roger, we got those coordinates before. Those coordinates are not correct. They're 21 miles away from the incident scene.
Good morning.
East Branch, Snowhawk 10.
Snowhawk 10, go ahead.
So, I have an evacuation team down there. It's not a rescue team. My evacuation team was in contact with a person who walked out of the pile. From Seapost Road, 200 yards approximately to the west, from Seapost Road in the pile, there are four victims. One of them walked out, and they are trying to dig out the others. I don't know if they're in a vehicle, they're in a house, in a structure. The person that walked out gave that information and ran back into the pile in attempts to save the victims.
Can you direct us into the area?
Sir, I'm not down there. I apologize. I'm getting this from my evacuation team. That truck that you saw down there, the 636 law enforcement pickup, is the closest reference point to that. And it's from where the slide starts on the east end going westbound, 200 yards.
Snowhawk 1, 530 command east.
East Branch, go ahead.
We've departed the Green Crow Rock Pit back en route to the search area, and we will conduct a search for those subjects as well.
Thank you.
The sheriff truck 636 is on Seapost Road.
Snowhawk 1 to 530 Command East.
East Branch.
Okay, these fire guys right on Seapost Road. Okay, they're pointing further east, so we've got the fire crew in sight, and we're searching for the victims.
Copy that, thank you.
Snowhawk 1, 530, command east.
East Branch, go ahead.
Snowhawk 1, we've got four subjects out here, two in black sweatshirts, one in an orange sweatshirt. They look to be coming from the road. They're meeting up with a lone subject that was standing out here by himself in a gray sweatshirt, and I believe he's just a distraught family member of a victim. He's clutching his heart when we made hand signals with him. He was just covering his heart and pointing into the debris, so I'm assuming he's looking for somebody. They're all in good condition here.
Okay, thank you. I've got deputies down there. We'll try and figure out a way to get those people out of there so they don't continue to utilize our assets.
And Snowhawk 1 to East Command, this house, the residence furthest north on Seapost Road, right at the gate, two subjects are running out of the residence. I think they're going to... It looks like they're trying to load up a rig as quick as they could with belongings to get out of there. I'm not sure if they're going to make it.
Copy. copy that. 3 Henry 1, do you copy? Can you maybe help facilitate that, or at least be on the lookout for that?
I got it covered. They'll be rolling out of here any second.
Sock 1 East Command, we're going to continue our search for these possible victims in the debris that may have climbed out of the debris here.
Okay, we received permission to send in a reconnaissance crew. We believe that we still do have individuals buried, and they're in an area which we think that we can access readily. So the recon crew is going to go ahead and look at that real quick.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and land here at LZ Bravo, right with all the command vehicles, and contact you.
All right, East Branch, Snowhawk 1, I am located up at French Creek. I am doing the last bit of moving of equipment and transferring my command branch to Darrington Fire Department.
Okay, well, these two subjects are at the very northernmost house on Seapost Road. They're frantically trying to get property out of there, but the water is over the road. I'm not sure at this point if they're going to be able to get out of there.
3 Henry 1, they're leaving now. They're out.
Snowhawk 1 to East Command.
East Branch, Snowhawk 1, go ahead.
Snowhawk 1, we did make confirmation, contact with Smokey 4, and they walked us into the FLIR image, the hotspot they were getting. And it was those subjects that I talked about earlier that were, they were basically grieving family, I think.
Okay, thank you very much.
That being said, they're not really in a safe spot, and they need to get out of there. If you can get somebody over to them but make voice contact with them, it's getting pretty soupy down in there where they're at.
All right, the deputy down there, 3 Henry 1, if he's in ability to, if you can vector him in, he can start making PA announcements. That's about the only way I have to get those people out of there.
Okay, we'll fly over there and try to make visual hand signals to them as well, but they're just not being too cooperative at this point.
Branch to command. East Command, Snowpack, do you copy? Get a hold of command. Just want to report that a resident is measuring the river. It is rising an inch and a half every 7 minutes, and I need to know how far east to continue with the evacuation, going all to Sweet Haven. How far east am I doing the evacuation?
Libra 3 to East Branch, verify 1.5 inches or 1/2 inch?
1.5 inches of rise per 7 minutes is the current measurement that we have.
10-4. I'm not with command at this time, but if you get a hold of Robert 1, Robert 2, they're with the at the SAR command, and they can relay that. They'll have that information to the downstream commanders as well.
Copy, thanks.
1 Henry 1, 20 Zebra 3.
Zebra 3.
Hey, Fox, just checking in with you. I'm monitoring PSOP 10-3, headed up to D-Town now.
You can't get to D-Town on 530, you gotta go around the long way.
Affirmative, sir. I'm passing Big Lake right now in Skagit.
Yes, sir.
East Branch Command, 1 Henry 1.
Command post, go.
Go ahead and continue your response. The command has been set at the Darrington Fire Station. I'll meet you there at the DEM bus.
Roger that. See you there. Probably about 30.
East Branch, go ahead.
commander advising he will be going into a planning meeting, requesting contact operations. I believe it's going to be Chief Cooper.